Joining me in a studio, because as I said, I'm very, very excited about what I'm about to tell you, is Rob Katz. He is the CEO of Peregrine. Now, from Monday morning, immediately following the 7 a.m. news, just before we go to our spectacular 7 a.m. song, we are going to be crossing to Peregrine to get a update on what is going on in the markets, in the financial markets or currency markets, but not just to give you the rates, really. Ready to try and understand in just 2 or 3 minutes why the currencies are behaving like they are. This is an initiative, a joint initiative of High FM and Peregrine, and we are absolutely thrilled and delighted to add this. I've felt for a while that this is the one aspect that has been missing from the morning show, and we're about to correct it on Monday, thanks to Peregrine. Rob Katz, very good morning.
Morning, Howard, and morning to our listeners too.
Well, first of all, thank you. We are very, very excited. As much information as we could bring to our listeners who I know appreciate this type of thing, the better. And you guys are perfectly equipped to deal with it. Tell us about how this works. How you keep an eye on what's going on in the currencies. What kind of research is done? How does it work?
Peregrine is a wealth manager with asset management capabilities.
Right.
So, you know, our fundamental raison d'etre for existence is to answer the question that you've just asked. So we do that 8 hours a day.
The why.
5 days a week.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we exist for our clients.
Right.
And our clients have to have the best and up-to-date financial information all the time. So, you know, you're never going to get the correct right answer. And, you know, if you can predict a rand at any financial instrument at any point in time, Howard,
right.
You'd mortgage the house and go for it. So
right.
What we try and do is we try and get as much information as we possible using as many sources as possible to come up with informed opinions, and hopefully get it right most of the time.
Mm. Mm. And of course it takes a deep understanding of also what's going on in the world, because everything today is affecting everything else.
Sure. The interconnectivity of financial markets is affected by everything. You've got political, economic, local, offshore. Everything affects everything. It's just the way that the world is as we approach the third decade of the 21st century. So it's all interconnected.
Mm. It must be quite interesting to look back, because I would imagine, you know, the further we've gone back prior to internet and the reactions, I would imagine, in the financial markets must have been a lot slower.
Everything is slower, Howard. You know, everything is slower, and today it's much quicker. But the interesting point which I'd like to make to our listeners is, you know, you spoke about the rand, and are going to be giving opinions of the rand going forward, or ranges of where we think the rand will trade, you know, and that's what we do all the time. But the interesting thing which I would like to point out is that, you know, I think there's a perception out there that the bulk of the rand's movements is micro, i.e. local, what happens in South Africa. That's not always correct. You know, most of what happens in the rand is what happens internationally. So, for example, you know, I know we had a bit of a blowout of the rand this morning. The rand's trading at 1480, which is away from the normal range which we've seen in the last couple of weeks. That's because China came out with weak data and America imposing some tariffs on Mexico. That's got nothing to do with South Africa per se directly, but it all has an indirect effect, and that indirect effect comes through very, very quickly these days, as you say, the speed at which things happen. And there you saw the rand, you know, move from, you know, out to 1480.
So what's interesting about that is we often, perhaps I'm a little guilty of that, is we often measure our emotional health or our health as a country by the strength of our currency. But very often, as you're saying now, it isn't really what it's about.
Yeah, it's a complex question that you ask, Howard, and you know, it needs a detailed answer. But on a simplistic level, I want to just say two things on a simplistic level. There are instances where, but they're rare, where the rand will really blow out due to local factors. And I'll give an example. I think we all remember where we were the night when Nene got fired. I was at a bar mitzvah, and I vividly remember, and I saw, you know, I tracked these rates all the time, and the rand was just shooting, and something had happened. You then knew something had happened. But those instances are very rare. Like, do you remember elsewhere you were anywhere when the rand really blew out?
No.
you know.
It's that event. I mean,
In the last couple of years, you know, you can go back 20, 30 years and there were other single events.
I mean, we saw after the cabinet announcement the other night, the Rand strengthened. So
it strengthened a little bit, but the Rand would have then anticipated more, you know, financial markets are anticipating these things, but it's not like blowing out materially where Nanigate did.
Right.
So that's a really, really rare instance of where you will get on an annual basis a natural depreciation of the Rand vis-a-vis fundamentals versus the US dollar, but those are not going to be 20-30% movements, short, sharp, and sudden. So that's a point I need to make to the listeners. And another point, which is more important than anything else, is that South Africa is part of the emerging market world. And when offshore investors, want to take a risk view on emerging markets, the South African Rand is probably one of the most liquid emerging market currencies that they are. So they will look at countries like Argentina, Brazil, Turkey, Russia, South Africa, and take a macro view on what's going to happen in emerging markets. So if it's a risk on trade, that means that, you know, we like what's happening from the macro picture of what's happening in emerging markets. Money will come into South Africa thematically. So it's a theme. And the Rand will strengthen. Likewise, when offshore investors get nervous or they want to move to safe haven first world markets, the Rand being a very liquid traded currency internationally will be under pressure. And that's what we are seeing now. We are seeing nervousness in trade between Trump and China. There's nervousness what's happening. So investors are moving money to safe havens, hence the Rand is under pressure. You know, I think if financial markets stabilize and that nervousness is depleted, you may well see a strengthening of the Rand.
Very, very interesting. Continuing that conversation, I mean, you must, especially because you're managing funds, you're managing, people's, wealth to a large extent. You've got to get a lot of questions about South Africa, the future, living here, not living here. How do you respond in general to these types of questions?
Howard, look, it's fair to say South Africa is in a tight spot. Okay. We've come off 10 years of no growth, basically. But, you know, we are pregnant with hope and we are a pioneering society, and it's up to us to make the difference and to make a change, you know, to sit back and say, right, let others fix the problem. It's not going to get solved. Having said that, you know, there are issues in all other countries of the world, and there are opportunities in South Africa. You know, I, for one, am here. My wife is here. My children are here. You know, I'm, I haven't made a decision to leave, and I'm here. I'm here, and I think that there are opportunities, and there are good opportunities, and perhaps there are opportunities in South Africa which wouldn't be available in other parts of the world for us as South Africans. And we've got to accept the fact that we are South Africans. We have a skill set as South Africans, which I do accept is that there are certain people who are transferable. But, you know, you've got to weigh up the situation yourself and see for yourself. And I do think that South Africa, you know, we've always had sovereign risk in South Africa. I think that, you know, as I said, you know, we are pregnant with opportunity, and hopefully the new cabinet, can change things around. But the world is in a tough spot. So it's not that we are going through tough times and the world are not going through tough times. You know, most of the world is going through tough times, and we are part of the world. It's an interconnected world. And we are here. Look, there's a lot of challenges in South Africa, and the government are aware of those challenges. They have to fix the challenges, and hopefully they will be able to fix the challenges.
And for the first time in a while, we've seen a recognition that there are these challenges.
Yes.
And we've seen a recognition that these things have to be fixed. And what I keep saying is, if we look at where we are today versus where we are were 6 months ago, and then the 6 months prior to that, we are in a better position. It doesn't mean that it's easy, and it doesn't mean that the road ahead, that the next 6 months isn't going to be fraught with some difficulty, but we are moving in the right direction.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, the first way to identify a problem is to actually identify the problem, which I think the government are now well aware that there is, you know, structural and economic issues that need to be dealt with, and they have to be dealt with, and hopefully they will be dealt with. But, you know, like I say, you know, South Africa is not the only country in the world with its issues. Each country in the world has its issues, and it's up to us as South Africans to get stuck in and solve the issues. You know, it's no use bleating on Facebook about how bad it is and doing nothing about it. You know, you've If you want to live, make a contribution and get involved.
You know, in a conversation last night that I had with Mandy Wien, it was a very similar type of a thing. She's saying, you know, become an active citizen. Do things. Make the world around you. It doesn't mean an active political citizen if that's not what you want, but contribute. Become part of a charity. Do extra things, something to help people. Make your environment a better place. And it makes you a better person. It makes you a happier person. And it improves the environment.
100%.
And what a gift. You know, I always think that that adversity is a gift. That living in a place where you don't face adversity is not actually something that should be an aspiration.
Agreed. And you know, Howard, in a way, we are quite fortunate to live in a free democratic society. You know, this is not Stalin's Russia that we're living in. So, you know, you asked me the question, I'm positive and I'm hopeful. Positive and hopeful that South Africa can be a place where we can all live and prosper.
That's where we leave it, Rob Katz. Thank you. We'll be introducing the Forex Report straight after the 7 a.m. news from Monday, and that'll be brought to you by Peregrine. So we do thank them for that, and no doubt we will all benefit greatly. Have a Shabbat Shalom, and we will look forward to that.